Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, let me just read this out for you before I go into the break. On a lighter note, would you have an issue with your partner having a close friendship with somebody of the opposite sex? Now, I got an interesting email over the weekend. It says, "Hi, Niall. I'm emailing you to see if you would bring up this topic on the show if possible. The subject is, can men and women just be good friends without any romantic feelings creeping in whatsoever? I had a big debate the other night with the family and the friends, and everyone was half and half over the whole thing. There are so many ways of looking at it, but basically, what would you think if your wife went out for lunch with a guy from work for 2 hours and made it a very regular thing? And she said, we're just friends. How would you feel? Do you think it's right? I mean, a lot of people will say, if you don't trust your man, then you shouldn't be with him. But the point I'm sticking to is that no man should have a girl as a friend if they have a girlfriend or a wife purely out of respect. Because, let's be honest, men and women can't be friends without leading on to something. That's what he thinks, obviously. I would also like if you could do a vote on what people think. Are men and women allowed to be good friends while in a relationship? Or should they never get too close to other girls out of respect for their wife or partner? Please let me know if you will air this on the show. I would also like to stay anonymous and not be called, please, if that's okay. But I would love to hear everyone's opinions. Well, there you go. We're talking about it now. Just goes to show, we do talk about dream ads. You can send them in at any time. Okay, so the person states that they believe if you have a partner, you should not be close friends with members of the opposite sex, as this person feels men and women just can't be trusted. And how would you feel if your partner said, you know, your husband said to you, listen, myself and Jenny are just going out for lunch there and work, you know what I mean? Oh, we're just good friends, sir. We were out there for 2 hours yesterday, we had a coffee and something bite to eat, you know what I mean? During lunch. Now, I suppose it wouldn't be as common now at the moment, but it'd be difficult enough to find somewhere to have lunch. But in saying that, how would you handle it, ladies, if your husband had a female best friend in work or a colleague and he was going out maybe for a bit of dinner or lunch or something every now and again? Would you trust them? Does it work? Let me know what you think. Can you have a platonic relationship with a member of the opposite sex without something creeping in? So in other words, the question I'm asking you is, would you have a problem with your partner having a close relationship with a member of the opposite sex? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. WhatsApp or text. If you want to give us a call, come on the air, you can. The number is 1850-410-494. As far as being friends with the members of the opposite sex, which she says, it's been my experience that men and women can't be friends. Every woman I've ever been with, or I've ever been pals with, wanted their peace. You wish, Richie, you wish. Somebody says, fair play to Pat or Tobin, a decent man who speaks the truth and knows what he wants to talk about. That comes in from Joe. Another person says, Niall, I wish Pat well. I hope everything works out well. From loads of people, by the way, texting in saying Pat or Bate talks an awful lot of sense. He certainly does. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Can you be friends with members of the opposite sex? Roisin, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Roisin?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. How's it keeping? How are you cutting?
Ah, sure. I'm keeping all right. I'm not complaining. There's no point. No one's listening.
No, because I haven't heard you in quite a while, actually. So I'm just
I know.
I'd be concerned when I don't hear people for a while. I'd be a little bit concerned about it. I feel like ringing them, you know what I mean? You all right, like?
I'm still around. Don't worry. Still listening.
Roisin, is there anything wrong with being friends of the opposite sex?
No, I don't think so.
No. You don't think it could go too far sometimes, no?
I don't think so. Then it's not a friendship, is it? Like,
no, but we are, you know, we're men and women, and sometimes we can become good friends, and that's fine. But then something might happen, a little spark happens at some point, or, you know what I mean?
I think, you know, like, if you're, like, you know, I'm in my 30s now, like, obviously I love my partner. Like, to me, no. Like, you can't lay down the law like that. You have to, it's not even laying down the law. Like, you have to trust your partner. Like,
so if your partner came home and said, listen, you know, I'm popping out for lunch tomorrow with Jenny in accounts. I hope he's Jenny from accounts, but with Jenny in accounts. Popping out for lunch there, you know, and it was kind of becoming a regular thing. Would you be a little bit concerned about that?
No.
Come on, Roisin.
No, not unless he gave me reason to be concerned.
Right,
but
okay.
And that's a friendship, no. And I think, you know what it is, like, especially in Ireland, we're very slowly moving away from the model of even single-sex schools, because it's proven that it's healthier to spend time with your own sex and the opposite sex. Like, my son's in a mixed school and he has loads of friends. Now, I mean, listen, they're all teenagers. That's a different story.
Well, actually, I can't really talk because most of my friends are female, but however, so I can't really talk.
Like, I mean, to say, you want to be an awful lech, like, that you're trying it on with all
your mates.
To me, you can absolutely have friends, and I think there's a lot to be... I actually think it will probably make you understand your partner an awful lot better, like, a perspective, because... You know, if you have male friends, you might... I just think it's a good thing. I don't... I genuinely wouldn't have a problem with it.
Right,
now,
okay.
If somebody... If keeping secrets and different things like that are not being told about friends, then maybe you might have a reason to be concerned.
Right, okay. Well, just stay there because, Elaine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Elaine?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
You don't think it's possible to be friends with members of the opposite sex?
I don't think so. I think people aren't really kind of being truthful and saying that they wouldn't be jealous. I think we all have that sense of jealousy. I know I would, and I won't lie that I don't, even though I trust them completely, I don't trust other women. And I've had it happen before where, just say, my husband's walked a friend of mine home and me trusting him, trusting her, and then I find afterwards that she's tried it on. Now, he said it. I'm trusting that he's telling me the truth, and I've pulled up my friend, and I'm not friends with her anymore. This is a long time ago. We're together 20 odd years. So, I just find that I think we do have that sense of jealousy.
Remember the old thing about not letting your partner go to his Christmas party, because it's not that I don't trust him, I just don't trust all the women. But you can't live life like that, because if you do trust your partner, it doesn't matter whether you don't trust the women. Isn't that the argument? Because he's not going to do anything with them anyway.
Well, I know that, but sure, we're all
unless you believe all men are can be tempted.
Well, we're all human. All of us can be tempted, I'm sure. Like, if there's something there and there's drink involved and there's whatever, we all lose our inhibitions. I'm not saying that that's not true, but, like, you know, I think there is always that kind of chance that someone might kind of show a bit of interest, and you're just worried that maybe they might like that bit of, you know.
So how would you feel? The same question I asked Roisin. So how would you feel if your husband said, you know, I don't know what he works at, but listen, said, you know, one of the girls in the office or in the job, you know, I'm just popping out for lunch with her there tomorrow, and it became a kind of regular thing. Would you be pissed off?
I would, because I think in a group setting, that's fine. Like, I think we're colleagues going out together, and there's going to be male, female, whatever. But I think it's just a little bit odd that two of the opposite sex, like, or the same sex,
are enjoying each other's company. Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. I just think it's a little bit strange. And
Let me just go back to Roisin quickly, so I'll go to Sandra as well. But Roisin, it is, you know, I suppose Elaine's idea is it's a bit disrespectful to your partner to be doing it in the first place.
Yeah. To have a female friend. Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Like, now, what that girl was saying, that's awful. But, you know, that girl, she wasn't a friend to her or to her partner. Like,
well, she's not a friend anymore, clearly. Yeah.
She's not a friend anyway, but she wasn't a friend.
Before anybody ever does anything, they're a friend or they're someone you know until they do something. So we're all, everybody's in the same boat, you know what I mean? If you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, as in to say that your friends are trustworthy until proven otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, of course. But then, I mean, you live and you learn, but you still can't tar everyone with the same brush.
So you think it's about jealousy. So, in other words, are you saying, and sorry not to be disrespectful to Elaine, that that's Elaine's own insecurities?
No, because I think that we all have, I would never say to anybody that's your own insecurity, because every single one of us has insecurities. But I think that, and it probably comes down to loads of different things, how long you're in a relationship, how deep the relationship is, and all of that as well. But I think, with me and my husband anyway, like, we go through this life together, and it's not just him, it's everything about him. I'm deeply, deeply invested, and I hope he is too. And until I have any indication otherwise, you know, he is as invested as I am, and his friendships are just that, like, friendships.
Well, stay there, please, Elaine, too. I want to go to Sandra as well. Sandra, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sandra?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Sandra, okay, are you deeply invested in somebody?
I am, yeah.
Okay, so would it bother you if your husband or partner or, you know, is it your husband or partner? What is he? Was he?
Husband.
Okay, if he went off and decided, you know, he wanted to go for lunch on a regular basis with one of the girls in work, would that bother you?
No, because like that, we have to learn to get on with it. At least, basically, my husband was married before, so I had to trust him in dealings with his ex-wife all down through the years because he had kids with her. And I mean, if you don't have trust, forget about it. You have to trust. Now, I'm not saying that the women won't come on to guys and vice versa, but if you're both mature and know about it and everything has been said, I mean, you know, if you... Yeah, I think it can work.
I think with the ex-wife or the kids, it may be a slightly different situation because he's been there already, if you know what I mean. And, you know, the reason she's an ex-wife is that maybe he didn't want to go back there anyway. So you're probably safer with her than you are with any other woman.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've heard about, you know, husbands who have ex-wives and they had an affair with their ex-wife, pardon the woman. But
right,
I mean,
okay.
We all have to live. And like that, with the schools becoming... you know, mixed sex. I think all schools should be like that in America, men and women. We have to learn to deal one another. It can't be just all men and women.
Yeah, but we're not. The problem is there's a big difference in a bloke having a bloke mate and a girl mate. Yeah. Because obviously there's never, well, unless you're gay, of course, there's no sexual attraction between two men, but there certainly is a sexual attraction between opposite sex.
I had a male friend for years now, and like really good friends, and my girlfriend's their boyfriends, I became really, really friendly with their blokes, but like I did see the air of jealousy in my friend, but I can tell you now there was no interest from me whatsoever.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, Elaine, you're listening to Sandra and Roisin there, and I, you know, obviously I'm not saying that you have an issue because there are many other women who think like you as well and, you know, wouldn't have that same trust of other women. Do you think, Elaine, that eventually if a guy has a female friend, there may be a spark at some point?
No, I don't think that, like, every woman that a man has come across, they have that spark. It's not going to be just, like, any woman. It's just whatever circumstances are put their way. And, like, anybody, we all have needs. And I'm not saying that I do, like, we're both in a loving relationship. As I said, I do trust him and I believe he trusts me. But we're all, like, it could be my own insecurities and maybe he probably feels that too because I know that he wouldn't be too pleased.
Have you ever, can I ask you a personal question? Before you met your husband, have you ever been cheated on?
No.
Okay,
no.
Because I just thought that maybe there was a bit of history there that sometimes if a person is cheated on, you know, they can have trust issues, which is very difficult for people, you know, and I understand that.
No, I don't believe so. It could have been that I wasn't aware of, but no, I have. Look, we're together.
I'm not psychoanalyzing you, by the way. I'm just asking.
I'm used to my sister and I'm psychoanalyzing myself. I'm okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people do have trust issues, and you know, that can destroy a relationship, I suppose. Trust issues can destroy a relationship completely. I mean, Roisin, I'm assuming you would agree with that if somebody has been burnt in the past, well, then they're less likely to trust their partner in the future, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, totally. 100%.
Have you ever been burnt, Roisin?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yep. Sandra, have you been burnt?
Yep.
Yeah, it's quite common, isn't it?
And almost, you know, the thing is, you have to show that you can burn back, you know.
But you have to kind of bite the bullet, don't you? You have to say to yourself, this is my issue, I need to own this. It's not his problem, for example, if it was you that was burnt in the past by somebody else. Yeah. It's not his issue, and I need to let go.
Well, I was extremely jealous by my husband's ex-wife to an extent because, like, when, you know...
But she's good looking.
...had a past.
Okay, let's not talk about that here, okay? Okay.
But you know what I mean? I
Because women usually have more of an issue with women who they think are better looking than them, but that would never go on.
No, it wasn't like that at all, believe you me.
Okay.
No, but in saying that, like, boom. My husband works in sales, so he's got to flirt a little bit, you know, at times. So, no, I'm not, and I'd be right there, you know, often at him for lunch in the office, and he's, like, flirting away, trying to get sales in. I mean, you just have to deal with it and laugh it off. It's how you feel in your relationship and how good your relationship is with one another, do you know?
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people do that, you know, because, I mean, many, many years ago when I was married first, I was a nightclub DJ. And nightclub DJs, because there's girls coming up for requests and all that kind of thing, it comes across very flirty. It's a flirty type of job, you know, but and it's, that can be very difficult for some women to deal with.
Yep, absolutely.
You know what I mean? I mean, Elaine... Sorry to get back to you.
I'm the odd one out here, I think, Niall.
No, I mean, I don't want to be having a go at you, Elaine, but I mean, I suppose, do you understand, I suppose, what the girls are saying? I mean, I personally believed that there was more people like Elaine than there was like Sandra and Roisin. I genuinely believe that women would be less trusting of men than men would be of women, or maybe I'm wrong in thinking that.
Yeah, there's no men on here, too. I know it's yourself speaking for men there, but there doesn't seem to be any men coming forward to have a chat and get their own side of things.
No, I think the guy who wrote in is just in love with himself, you know?
Do you, by the way, here's a question, right? A hypothetical situation, right? A guy, he's in a bar, he's married, and he's on holidays, and he's in Ibiza somewhere, right? And the most stunning-looking woman, 23, straight out of, you know, I don't know, Cosmopolitan magazine, beautiful, comes over to him and says, and none of his mates are around, he's just on his own for a quiet pint in this particular night, his mates are off in another bar, and she says, you and me, darling, upstairs now. Nobody will ever know. Right, okay, so he's with the lads, he's on holidays, he's on a beat, he's on his own, in a bar, stunning looking woman comes up and says, you and me, baby, upstairs now. Just curious, Elaine, do you think all men would say yes?
No.
Sandra?
No, I don't think they will, because they wouldn't know what they're getting into.
But if they knew they weren't, now this is hypothetical, they knew they weren't going to be found out.
The truth always comes out in the end, and if it doesn't, it might come out in a blood test like HIV. You know, another...
Like, you're adding bits to the story now, you're adding complications. There's no complications in the story, it's hypothetical. Roisin?
I don't think so.
I mean, this is a change, because the last time I asked this question about a year ago, every woman on the air said, of course
I'm
do it.
I'm speaking for my husband.
What?
What do you think, Niall?
I don't think they would. I think there's a percentage of men that would, of course, absolutely.
Yeah.
I wonder, by the way, would the percentage be equal if it was men and women?
Well, I think women are worse, because like that, I was at an event before, and there was a male strippers there, and I'm telling you, what the women were doing to these guys. If it was a fella who'd done it to a girl, he'd be arrested.
Oh, right, okay. I get you.
Yeah, so let me tell you.
I have a fair idea. I have a whole visual thing going on in my head here. I have to take a break, ladies. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Numbers 087-188-0008. Right. Sounds like something from Pornhub.
Hi, Niall. Yeah, I would genuinely... consider that you can have a friend of the opposite sex without your partner being jealous or anything. My husband is all right with my friend. He was there before I even met my husband. So, yeah, he's never got jealous, because there's nothing there but a friendship.
Yeah, well, in some cases that can be the case, all right. But Jane, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Jane?
Hi.
How you doing, Jane? You work with lads. And now, would you ever go out for lunch or anything like that?
In a group. I would go out in a group.
Okay, but not a one-to-one job, like?
No, I just wouldn't. Look, it's a personal thing for me. I know I'm faithful to my husband. I know he's faithful to me. But it goes the other way as well. I would hate to hear that, like, saw your husband downtown yesterday. He was having lunch with Mary.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd be like, oh,
Mary from
accounts. They're buddies, you know.
Why would you be embarrassed by that then? Would you be a little bit embarrassed to that?
I think it would annoy me. It would annoy me. But having said that, the job.
I'm curious to know. I'm curious to know why it would annoy you. I mean, trying to understand it, I suppose.
I don't know. I don't understand it myself. It's just something that would grate on me. It would. And he's had to go to lunch with girls in the job before, and be a couple of the girls. And I know the majority of them anyway. Yeah. So I'm not threatened by anybody. And I know he's not threatened either. Personally, I do it. Now, like I said, the job that he's in, sometimes he has to...
entertain,
like,
so to speak.
There could be... No, not...
Is
not
he, like, in sales or something?
There could be on a course.
Oh, okay, right. I get you.
The other person could be a female. And on lunch, then, they're the only two trainers. So they'll probably sit outside and have a sandwich, or sit in the car and have a sandwich or whatever outside the unit or whatever. And that's grand. It's fine. I get that. But
if he came home to you and said, let's say, forget about even workmates. Let's say, you know, oh, geez, I met, you know, Shauna there in town the other day. God, I used to know her years ago. We popped in for a quick cup of coffee together.
Yeah, no, that would not wash well with me at all. That would not wash well. Because
would you want a piece of Shauna?
I'd be like,
oh, really? Oh, who's Shauna? Huh?
Yeah, I've been looking for her on Facebook.
Would you be stalking
like
Shauna?
Be all over the place. And you know, like, I do, Niall, I genuinely, I do trust him.
I know you do. I can hear that in your voice.
But here's the thing.
We all say we trust our partners, right? And you know, and I trust my partner impeccably. But do we trust them 100%? Is there always that, because we're human beings, is there that niggling little doubt inside our minds?
Do you know what I think it is there for everybody? And I'm not going to, look, that the other girl said it, I think it was Elaine, what she said was right. You don't know if a spark is going to develop between two people who spend enough time together.
Mm.
You don't know. He's only human. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If his box from work starts rocking up to him before I get to her, you know, like,
yeah.
It, and something kicks off, like, I...
Yeah, he's Shauna be on the end of your fist. If you,
no, I could be in jail. And I smile, and I sit there smiling, thinking, oh, he thinks he's safe too.
There was a scenario the other day Helena mentioned to me. What would you do if, you know, your partner said, you never guess who friended me on Facebook the other night? Do you remember the one I used to go out with before you? Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, that wouldn't bother me.
Would it not?
It actually wouldn't, because they're not in physical contact, so it wouldn't bother me. Facebook's not reality.
Well, they say a lot of affairs, like a lot of, I don't want to worry you, but a lot of affairs start on Facebook.
Shut up now, okay?
I'm not trying to worry you, but that's the truth of it. Social media is the start of a lot of affairs nowadays. You know what I mean?
It actually wouldn't bother me, because I don't think he's pedal backwards. If he's going to ever do something, I think he'd be looking for...
He'd be peddling forwards.
He wouldn't be peddling at all, because I'd put a pipe in his spokes. Like, but sorry if I'm... So,
by the way, just in case he's listening, you know where you stand, all right? Okay.
Oh, he loves me. He has to love me.
But stay there for a second, because David, you're a classic kid. How you doing, David?
How's it going, Matt?
Yeah, good to get a male opinion. David, I mean, is it all right for you to have a best mate who's a female?
Yes.
I mean,
nowadays it is.
Okay, yeah.
Well, yes.
I mean, do you think?
One of my friends, female friends, she's been my best friend for years. My wife knows her well.
Yeah.
She knows one or two of the ex girlfriends well.
Right.
You know, like, you know, because we all live locally, you know.
And if you rang your wife today and said, listen, I'm going to be a little bit late, honey. I'm just going out, popping out for, you know, a bite to eat with, you know, Shauna. Shauna gets around, let me tell you. I'm popping out with Shauna there for a bite to eat. You know, and the wife went, who's Shauna? Ah, she's just one of the girls in work. We're just popping out for some tea. How do you think she'd react to that?
Well, I think she might ask a few questions, all right, but... Not if it's like the way you're coming across and saying if it's a friend.
Yeah.
She's obviously going to know your friend. Like if it's just this girl that's appeared out of nowhere, and sure, I used to know her. Like we're only going out for dinner. Like
I wouldn't
exactly meet somebody I knew 5 years ago and say, oh, here, come on, let's go for a meal.
Right.
You know, so.
But I mean, if it was even somebody you knew, but it was becoming a regular kind of lunchtime thing, if you know, for an hour every day.
I don't think anybody can find time for an hour every day to go out with lunch for even your wife.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.